What do you live for? Fortune? Fame? Power? Goodness? Who do you live for? Yourself? Your spouse and children? Or God? 76 years ago yesterday, World War II came to an end in Europe. After 6 long years of untold death and destruction, where whole lands were devastated and millions upon millions of people were killed, it revealed the true face of evil. And yet, there were examples of heroism and goodness too. I have always been impressed, for example, with the story of Maximilian Kolbe. He was a Polish Franciscan priest who was sent first as a missionary to Japan, only to have to leave there at the beginning of the war. But after he returned to his native Poland, things weren't much better there. He was soon arrested, and he was sent to Auschwitz. And because he was a priest, he suffered especially harsh punishments, including beatings and whippings. Toward the end of July of 1941, a single prisoner escaped from Auschwitz. And the commandant then ordered 10 men to be starved in retaliation. One of the men selected for death had a wife and children. And so Father Kolbe generously volunteered. He volunteered to take that man's place. And on August 14, 1941, Maximilian Kolbe eventually died by a lethal injection because he didn't die quick enough from starvation. He was recognized as a martyr and canonized as a saint by Pope John Paul II in 1982. Jesus says to us today, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. As the Father has loved me, so I also love you." Think of how deep and eternal that love is. Jesus died on the cross out of love for you and me. But then he follows up with a challenge. Love one another as I have loved you. As deeply as God loves his Son Jesus, and as powerfully as Jesus loves us, that is how we are to love others. Christ is asking us to do nothing less than to love the world the way he does. A love that never fails, a love that entered into the messes of life with its sorrows and frustrations and struggles, a love that became incarnate simply to save us. Love wasn't invented by us. It originates with God. Our love is simply an imitation of God's love. If we miss the point, we need to go back and reread our second reading today from the letter of John. He says, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us." Now, we may not ever have to literally die for someone else, but there are people who suffer 1,000 little deaths all throughout their lives. spouses who constantly put their partners first, parents who endure endless sacrifices for their children, doctors and nurses who deal with critically ill patients, teachers who devote their time to help students learn. If there are people in our lives that we are willing to die for, isn't it because we are willing to first of all live for them? To give all our all for the sake of someone else? To place them above ourselves? Today's gospel can be seen as sort of the great summary of all of God's work. It happens just before Jesus begins his journey to the cross. And it's the last gospel we will hear before we celebrate his ascension into heaven. And by placing it here, the church is underscoring how vitally important that message is. And it serves to remind us of all of the work still waiting to be done. Are any of us able to love so powerfully? Real love has a rich depth to it. It is giving when we know that we'll get nothing back. It is sacrificing when we know that there's nothing to be gained. It is climbing down into the pit when we don't know how we're going to get back out. It is an offering on the cross or at the altar. This I command you, Jesus says, love one another. Do we have the faith it takes to follow that command?